It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
When I was a teenager, my mom used to hang the little thing in the shower about doing your breast exam. Sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't, but it was a helpful reminder. And David, I think it's so important to educate young people about breast cancer and other types of cancers, and that it made a difference for me.
No, that's awesome. I'm sitting here waiting to where you were going with that, is the importance of showering each day. And no, you know, you talk about it as a younger person learning the importance. And so that's what today's guest is all about, because I think a lot of us think of breast cancer of something that happens as you get older. It's just a disease or something hereditary, something that just happens as you get older. But today, our guest, Kimmy McAtee, is part of the Keep a Breast Foundation, and she's all about today's youth and about the toxins in our everyday world. And so I wanted to have her today to share with us some of these things. So Kimmy, first of all, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, I've got to ask you, what got you interested in this non-toxic revolution?
Well, I started working at the Keep a Breast Foundation about 5 years ago. I had a large family history of breast cancer. My grandmother had breast cancer. My grandfather had breast cancer. And so did my mom. So really just, you know, wanting to work for an organization that kind of meant something to me. And one of the things that I worked on when I first started Keep Abreast was our non-toxic revolution campaign, and it's something that matters a lot to me. I know firsthand how health and toxins can really affect our health, and I just wanted to kind of spread that to the masses, because I don't think it was something that, you know, 5 years ago anyone was really talking about.
I agree totally. Oh my gosh, my mouth just dropped, because I started speaking to that in the beauty industry and all about the toxic chemicals and how our body absorbs it. And a lot of people thought I was crazy. A lot of people didn't want to, they don't really care as long as the product had results. And at the end, we're discovering that a lot of these are known cancer-causing chemicals. And you're talking about it in more aspects of our lives and how it can affect us.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's so much change going on, especially in the beauty industry, of products that used to cause cancer, and now they're making it paraben-free, or, you know, with nail polish, you know, five-free, and those things that, you know, maybe they knew about, or they did a different formula in Europe than they did in America, but Americans didn't care as much, and now we do, and it's really prevalent, I think, especially in the beauty industry, that people are using their, you know, shopping dollars wisely and purchasing these products that are better for us, better for the environment, and I hope that, you know, trend continues.
I think we're on the tip of the iceberg. I think we're going to see a lot more. So in your world, because you're teaching it, and so am I, we see a lot of it. But I think it's a tip of the iceberg. I think we're going to see a lot more. But talk about other toxic items in the environment, because I think it goes just beyond beauty products. You help teach about a lot of the toxins in the environment.
Yeah, with our Non-Toxic Revolution campaign, what we do, you know, since we speak to youth, we wanted to make it as easy as possible. So what we do is break it down in five categories: your house, your mouth, your body, plastic sucks, and heart and soul. So, you know, first starting with your house, all the different things from, you know, cleaning products and household products like varnishes and paints and, you know, definitely cleaners. We talk about, you know, what you can choose to purchase that is better for you. We're not telling you, you know, every day you should be cleaning your house with vinegar and lemon and you know, be as completely non-toxic as possible. We're just, you know, looking and saying, instead of bleach, try Method, and really making those easy. And then with your mouth, we talk a lot about food choices. There's so many easy ways you can really lower your risk for cancer through food, and especially just by watching your weight. And, you know, women who are obese have a much higher risk of cancer, especially estrogen-bound cancer. And so we educate a lot about healthy foods. And it's not, you know, eat clean, you're 13, we don't want you to ever have a Coke, but it's like, don't make a Coke an everyday, five times a day item, and, you know, choose healthier. And then your body is definitely makeup products, but also, you know, with with young boys or men, we talk a lot about just deodorants and hair products and shampoos. And you think, a lot of guys think, oh, beauty products, those don't matter to me. But they're using not quite as many as women, but definitely a lot. And
we're both laughing. Lisa and I are looking at each other laughing because I get on with a lot of guys that they'll sit there, especially when I do interviews on the subject, and we'll say, I don't use any beauty products. And Lisa knows we have a lot of fun with it because we'll start with, well, did you shave? Did you jump in the shower? Did you use a body wash? Did you use a shampoo? And all the way down to toothpaste is considered cosmetic. And soon you start listing them. Guys use a ton of beauty products and just don't understand that's what it is. So we start chuckling because we're like, you're, it sounds, you know, we're in sync here. So tell us about some other lifestyle things we can do. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no, we actually have a little educational card. So what we do to educate people is we go on the road, you know, 365 days a year, and we're out there doing face-to-face education. And one of our little education pieces are this boys on one side and girls on the other, and the one's called, like, beauty products, and the other's grooming products. And so if a guy can look at it, he feels like it's to him, and a girl feels like it's for her. But you open it up, and it's the exact same information, and it's just like, tricked you.
That's great. Now, you target a younger audience. You target a younger audience with your organization, correct?
Yeah, I always like to call it the MTV generation. It's kind of that 13 to 35 year old. A lot of
I was hoping that included me.
No, David, we are out of that generation. Come on.
So let's define it as the MTV that doesn't play music. Then you got the younger group.
There you go.
Exactly.
Okay.
I feel like, go ahead. If you're interested in that young type of stuff, we're the kind of foundation that will speak to you. Our design is super young. The way we talk is super young. All of our employees are young. It's not just youth, but it's also kind of young at heart and people who really resonate towards that.
Now, earlier, Kim, you mentioned something. You said Method. That's a cleaning brand, right? I just wanted to clarify in case people were confused.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen that at Whole Foods. You know, it sounds a lot like the Truth Campaign, which I'm a huge fan of, where they really gear it towards young people to really be like, you know what, smoking sucks. Like you had a plastic sucks thing, right? And I think it's so key to speak their language and get them to realize these things on a level that makes sense to them and where they can apply it in their lives.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think we're most known for our campaign that's the I Love Boobies bracelet. So I think if anyone has seen someone young in the last 5 years, they've probably seen the I Love Boobies bracelet. And that's kind of our first kind of gateway into talking to them. They look at that and they're like, wait, I Love Boobies, what is this? And then realize it's a breast cancer foundation and they get to, you know, wear it and have a conversation with maybe one of their friends that beforehand they might not have engaged in that conversation. So we definitely speak their language.
No, that's a great conversation starter.
David and I need one of those, right? We both need one of those I Love Boobies.
I think we need to donate to get them. We'll have to donate to get them.
Exactly.
Now, and so while we're on the subject, I bring up the website. It's keepabreast.org?
Yeah, sadly it's -a-breast.org because somebody sat on keepabreast.org. But
You
can just Google keepabreast.
No, we'll put up the link as well. And then you also have nontoxicrevolution.org, correct?
Exactly.
Perfect. So it's got a ton of information on there. And so, I mean, it's truly is what I love what you do is reaching out, as you call the MTV generation, geez, the MTV that doesn't play music generation. Because, you know, a lot of us, I honestly didn't spend much time thinking about cancer until I had several family members in the past few years fight the battle. And prior to that, I've had friends face it, but I always thought it was just a disease. And so, you know, once I started learning that a third of cancer deaths could be prevented by our lifestyle choices, all of a sudden I thought I would do anything to never have to fight what they did. And so it changed my life. It changed my career, and I started changing how products are formulated. So I love that you're reaching out to a younger audience, and I wish I would have met you when I was younger because I would have probably lived a lot healthier lifestyle and helped prevent a lot of the diseases that, you know, hopefully I'll live a longer life because I caught it early. But anyway, I want to thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for joining us, Kimmy, today. I'm David Pollack with my co-host, Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay tuned. Stay beautiful and stay well.